What, from your point of view now, does the immediate future hold, do you think?
The future? About what?
maybe within the Wednesday meeting. Obviously, as we know about the discussions where you'll not be able to present certain things, but I mean, what were you hoping to achieve?
Well, we've brought to the plenary meeting a couple of proposals. We know they're not going to be admitted in the minutes of the meeting. They've not been included yet in this agenda for the plenary meeting. And again, once again, and this is not just the first time, it's like this for nearly 10 months, the government has not brought to the plenary meeting one single proposal of interest. So we have big problems in Orihuela and Orihuela Costa, things that are not resolved. As I said, it's the first time in the last 20 years that on the 26th of May we haven't got the lifeguard service sorted, we haven't got the beach bus services sorted. We have problems with the maintenance companies that are not doing a proper job. But also in Orihuela, we have big problems with the speed train, the AVE. How do you say that in English? AVE?
AVE.
Yeah. The AVE. We haven't got the covenant that has to rule between Adif, which is the train company, and the town hall in place after 3 years of negotiations, or presumed negotiations. And in the meantime, you know, the government is just doing things to remain in power, to stay in power, but doing nothing, bringing no proposal of interest to the council. That's why one of the reasons why, if another majority can replace them, you know, that should be done.
Okay. Well, with that, for now, Pedro Manthebo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
In touch. In tune.
It's a complete mix.
More music than any other local radio.
It's different.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.